Brandon Schering with the Farm Service Agency in Audubon, bringing you today's USDA report. Program-wise, CFAP additional assistance is open, so producers will start seeing payments deposited in your bank accounts. The additional assistance consists mainly of top-up payments that will be paid out in early April. Most producers will probably have received these by now. For cattle, we're looking at your CFAP 1 numbers on inventory, and the dates of the inventory was from April 16, 2020 through May 14, 2020. You are paid a top-up on cattle only on your inventory numbers. Sales numbers are not paid on. And those numbers are, for feeder cattle less than 600 pounds, an additional $7 a head. For feeder cattle 600 pounds or more, $25.50 a head. For slaughter cattle or fat cattle, it's $63 a head. For slaughter cattle, which would be mature cattle or call cattle, it's $14.75 a head. And for all other cattle, which would include like stock cows and bulls, it's $17.25 a head. For crops, there is an additional $20 an acre being paid, and this is based off of your CFAP 2 acres. And if you remember, this was not something you had to report on the CFAP 2 application because our software pulled it directly from your certification. So there again, that $20 an acre will just be paid behind the scenes, and it'll show up in your bank account if you have direct deposit on file with the FSA. There's no additional word yet on the $17 a head top-up payment for hogs or any clarification on contract growers, as those items are still under review by the national office. And then lastly, CFAP 2 is open for application to producers that have not signed up already. And again, that's only for producers that did not sign up previously in the CFAP 2 sign-up, and they would receive the top-up payments that I just mentioned as well. In conservation, we are accepting applications for continuous and general CRP. General CRP, the deadline has not yet been established by the national office, so we are still taking applications on that. And then many of you are probably already in the fields planting. This year, the Audubon FSA office will be mailing out your certification maps with a cover letter containing instructions on how to complete your maps, what information to include, etc. We are also asking that you return your certification maps back to our office as soon as possible after your final planting date to ensure timely processing. We are using a new electronic means of sending certifications to crop insurance agents that we hope will streamline the process and result in a better quality customer service and efficiency for you all. So your maps will be mailed out here soon from the Audubon FSA office. Good luck to all of you as you get started in the fields, and have a safe planting season.